biscuit time, don't you know?
Paul Flipwitz, and that is Sonny Boy here on Max Inc. Radio. And I'm here with Jane. And Jane, you have a very special guest in the studio today. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I'm officially on the other side of the big glass wall once again. I'm in the giant director chair and Rocker's in the teeny tiny little
producer's chair.
I can control room. I can crush him between my two fingers. But we've got someone really cool here tonight. Having fronted his band for over 50 years and releasing at least 10 albums in that same time span, Paul Flipwitz is a blues man with quite the history. He was inducted into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame and continues to play shows all around Wisconsin. Here to talk about his latest recording and upcoming gigs, among other things, is longtime friend of the studio, Paul Flipwitz. Paul, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Jane. It's great to be here.
And so I've heard this is your first time in the new studio. What do you think of it?
I think it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. I like the view.
I know. That's my favorite part about it, too. Yeah. I think it's the best view in the whole area.
Must be.
Now, before we get started, I know I've told you that my family is from the north suburbs of Chicago, and I just want to know, Rosati's, Giordano's, or Lou Malnati's?
Lou Malnati's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd say too.
Yeah, well, it looks like we're on the same team. High five. Good answer. Okay, my first question. Self-taught blues musician. How on earth do you do that?
You listen, keep your mouth shut. Pay attention.
You learned entirely by ear?
Yeah, I did. Just experimenting, trying to get out what I want to hear in my head onto my guitar. Yep.
How old were you when you first started playing guitar?
You know, I was wondering about that. I've been playing with a guitar since I was about 8 years old. I had an actual guitar, but I couldn't actually play music on it. I mean, I could play songs, but I couldn't play music and create things until I was about 17 or 18 years old.
You mean you couldn't improvise?
Right.
Yeah, I played the saxophone, and I was in that spot for a really, really long time, too. So I totally get it. Like, who were your biggest blues influences growing up in Chicago when blues was everywhere?
Well, all the big guys. The first guys were Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Sonny Boy Williamson, the guy that the last song is about, because Sonny Boy was the first guy I heard on the radio, and it just knocked me out playing, because my dad played harmonica, but Sonny, you know, I never heard blues harmonica before that. I was about 6 or 7 years old when that happened.
Yeah, did you ever get to see any of those guys?
I got to see Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, but never Sonny Boy.
All right. So what ended up bringing you here to Madison?
Well, my folks, we moved to Wisconsin in 1965. And I graduated out of high school in Fort Atkinson, and I just started bumming around after that. And around 1971, I started settling down a little bit and living over in Milwaukee and playing over there, and then I ended up landing over here somewhere. I can't remember how that happened.
Yeah, I remember reading that you were friends with Luther Allison.
Yeah, absolutely. Luther was a great guy.
Mm-hmm. And what convinced you that the Madison music scene was it, and this is where you wanted to be?
Well, you know, because it was. Yeah, you know, I come to town now and stuff. I only live 20 miles out of town, but I come to town. You know, there used to be live bands every night of the week. There was at least, you know, there was Red Rocks on State. There was at least five places on State Street that had live music. Place, the Church Key, the Nitty Gritty. There was live music every place, unbelievable. You know, and plus, we'd get gigs playing the frat houses. Everybody was playing music, and there was a good deal of blues playing with guys like Luther Allison, who was like world class blues guitar player. His band worked out of this. He worked his band out of Madison, so it was a great environment. And then Clyde Stubblefield moved to town, and so he just took over. He just took us, all the musicians in town, and elevated them all into a different stratosphere. It was a great time to be around here.
Yeah, was the Madison Blues Fest a thing when you were getting started here, or was that later? I'm trying to get a timeline.
Well, I was playing here, but that was a different thing. There's two different Madison Blues Festivals, and then there's the Madison Blues Picnic, and there was a bunch of different things, and they got it fighting over the names. And so, you know, it's just like anywhere else.
You know, Paul, one person that used to play around at the same time, over at the Crystal Corner, often, right? You would see Paul Black.
Absolutely.
And the Flip Kings.
Right.
Where did the flip part come in? Did you have anything to do with that?
Well, that's a whole other weird story if you want to hear it. So Billy McDuffie was Blackie's brother-in-law and his drummer, but he is also my drummer too at the time. And so there, you know, and I was playing at the Crystal too. And you know, so it's just, so Billy McDuffie said they were going to, him and Blackie had it up for either. They were going to be the Twisting Egyptians, but then they found out that somebody else had that name. Mm. So then they flipped the coin on Paul Black and the Flip Kings, or the Flip Tops, and so it came up with Flip Kings. So that's the story that I got.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rip Paul Black.
So just about
R.I.P., buddy.
11 years ago now, 2015, you were inducted into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. Like, what was that night like for you?
It was...
Tell us a story.
It was mind-numbingly cool. That was like October 7th, I think it was. And about a month before that, some guy called me from New York City and said, "Are you Paul Flipwoods?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, do you want to be inducted into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame?"
Sure.
And I said, "Well, are you talking to me?" You know, and so it was very humbling. And they said, "Well, can you make it to blah 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 to Buddy Guy's on Sunday the 7th or 8th, whatever it was?" And so I got to go and hang out, but I still play at Buddy's. I played at Buddy's at the time. I mean, I still play there occasionally. So I got to go there and hang out, and there was all these top-notch musicians that I knew half of them, and I've worked with them, that I got to hang around, and getting the recognition, getting that recognition, made me realize that, you know, all this stuff that I'm doing, banging around on all these clubs and all this stuff, is for a reason, and that's to perpetuate this music that I love.
Yeah, was there anybody we'd recognize in your class?
Sam Lay, if anybody ever heard of Sam Lay, world great drummer. He was with Paul Butterfield and Siegel Schwal.
Yeah.
Tail Dragger, who was a great blues singer. Martin Lang, a harmonica player, played with Tail Dragger, and he's the guy who played harp on The Last Cut. Who else? There's a bunch of cats. Kinsey, the guy who played blues and then played reggae, played with
Big Daddy.
Not Big Daddy. Not the Kinsey Report. Wait a minute. The guy who played reggae guitar with the guys down in Jamaica too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's all right. You'll remember as soon as you leave.
Yeah, right.
So, Paul, you've got a new album out, at least in 2025. A new album came out, and it's called Breakwater.
Breakwater.
Yeah, tell me about what inspired this album and how you recorded it.
Well, I recorded it with a guy I've been doing my last 4 or 5 albums with. What inspired the album? Well, you know, I write songs. Like I was telling Rocker, I wrote a song today. And I write songs, and I like to try and record my music when I feel it and when it's fresh, because I move on. And I write some more songs, and I keep. So I try and document what I'm doing along the way. And so, and Breakwater it's an instrumental that's kind of it's when you hear it. 3, 2, 1, away we go.
Now you can keep going. I was just telling you 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, when you hear it, it's got that feel. A little different than your average blues. That you wouldn't think it's, if you heard it, it's more of in a Peter Green zone. If
oh,
any,
yeah.
If
Fleetwood, I love that early Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, from that zone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know after you leave the studio, you still have a couple gigs coming up in April. Yes. Saturday, April 25th at Orson's in Kudahy, and Thursday, at April Cudahy. 30th.
Yeah.
Oh, Cudahy, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't get around too much in Wisconsin, those rural areas, but... Uh-huh. Cudahy, and Thursday, April 30th at Cafe Coda. And I know right. It looks like you have kind of a monthly residency at Cafe Coda.
Right, we've been doing that for a while, and it's very interesting. Great club. I don't know if you've ever been there, but have you ever been in that club, Rocker?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
and I poked my head in there for some of the jazz stuff when I've known
it. Uh-huh.
Tony Castaneda's playing in there sometimes and stuff.
Yeah, and Hannah John, who's the proprietor guy, great guy, great musician. So,
great sax player.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I think you were talking about Michael Stone, the guitar player who played down in Jamaica and stuff.
Okay.
He passed recently in 2023.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So where can we find more about Paul Filipowicz online, and where can we listen?
We can go to paulfilipowicz.com.
Oh, you better spell that.
Yeah.
Yeah, spell it.
Paul is easy.
Yeah, Filipowicz is the hard part.
Yeah, and it's FILIPOWICZ.com.
Everybody got all that?
So just Paul, just get Flip in there. Paul Flip, and it'll come up.
Yeah. So,
a lot of stuff.
And where can we hear some of your music? Is that streaming?
It's on DistroKid now, and a lot of the older stuff is on. I can't remember. It's Spotify, all the regular places. I got a Spotify channel and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Paul, for coming in. I know you've been a friend of the show for a long time. It's great to see you in the new studio, and we really appreciate having you here.
Nice meeting you, Jane.
We've got another song for you coming up before the end of the hour, another one of Paul's. It's called Lefty Phillips.
Lefty Phillips, okay.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.